This past December, the Pocahontas County Commission directed their counsel, Bob Martin, to write a letter to Robert Orndorff of Dominion Resources to request that Dominion Power and its energy partners in the Atlantic Coast Pipeline voluntarily contribute funds to the Pocahontas County Water Task Force to monitor the rivers and streams near the construction areas of the pipeline. It was announced at the February 6th Commission meeting that a letter had been received from Dominion in which they declined to contribute to the Water Task Force water testing project. As it happened, Orndorff attended that commission meeting since he was introducing Denise Campbell and Mike Kozar as Dominion and ACP's liaisons with the community. Commission President Bill Beard wasted no time in asking Orndorff about the denial of funds.
The reason we felt like asking for additional money to help us do some water sampling, it is a project bringing some extra trouble to the county, and we just felt like it was needed to make sure everything was going to go like it was supposed to go.
Orndorff replied,
"Well, as I indicated in the letter, there's really going to be 6 layers of inspection and observation, 6 different sets of eyes in the project. FERC is the ultimate shutdown authority. If somebody has a problem, they complain to Denise. Denise does daily reports that are submitted to FERC. That's one of the actions. FERC hires a third-party environmental consultant who becomes an inspector on the project. Dominion Energy will have an inspector on the project. The contractor will have an inspector on the project. This project itself has the eyes and ears of the DEP from the highest level. And finally, on the floodplain issue, the floodplain manager has also asked for access and observation rights. So I feel, and my company feels specifically, that's a very comprehensive perspective for looking at water quality issues. Plus, the other thing is, when you ask for money, you don't clearly define what are you going to be testing for, where are you going to be testing, what's the protocol, who's going to test, what is their qualifications. There's a lot of questions that we have regarding that issue. And I think having Denise meet regularly with your water quality group could help.
Commission President Beard did not seem at all satisfied with that response.
Some other people's feeling is no disrespect for your all's company or to the federal government, but there's a lot of distrust.
Orndorff tried again.
I don't disagree with you. I've indicated from the very start of the project, we understand the pristine environment that Pocahontas County is. We will protect that to the highest standard.
Commissioner McLaughlin jumped in at this point.
I think you said, what are we testing for? We're testing for water quality change related to the pipeline construction. And another thing, with our water task force people, they have access to any parts of the construction.
Orndorff answered McLaughlin.
Denise and Mike both have gone through our safety training. So at some point in time, they need to start meeting. Can they have unfettered access through the project without Denise and Mike being there? My answer has to be no. But I think if we work on a protocol where they can be involved somewhat in the project, that's what they will do.
A lot of other things happened at this commission meeting, and we'll talk about those in the next part of this story. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.